Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
It's Ladies' Day at the Dublin Horse Show, known in recent times for high heels and hats of the best-dressed competitions. But originally, it was a day of women's competitions. This year is the centenary of women being allowed to compete against men in show jumping at the show, and it's prompted an analysis into gender in the sport. An exhibition of women equestrians is also taking place at the RDS, and the former Irish team rider, Ada Matheson, features in a photograph competing on her mare, Frew, in 1964. She's been talking to reporter Suzanne Campbell about her memories.
My dress is self-portrait. My bag is TK Maxx.
Work it. Slay. Okay.
Congratulations. Congratulations on being fabulous.
I do remember as well, and I rode her in 64 and 65.
You had huge, huge achievements. And there was Diana Connolly Carew as well on your Aga Khan team. Did it feel very friendly towards women competing then, or was there any issues?
No, there was no issue. There was no discrimination whatsoever, which was all good fun.
And did you feel going up through the ranks that you might have not been given a horse because of your gender, because you're a woman, or no. Did that never happen?
No, never. Never happened. I was very lucky.
Ada is part of Ireland's wonderful female tapestry in equestrian sports. But new figures suggest that women in show jumping might have had a more level playing field decades ago than at present. The RDS's own research into the gender of their show jumping competitors shows that they are 50% male-female at small pony level when children are competing. But by the late teens or early 20s, in top competition, women are nowhere near as visible.
That's the period when riders are, I suppose, they're making a decision whether they go into the sport, they go into it as a profession, or they stay in education, or they do something else.
Fiona Sheridan, equestrian manager at the RDS.
And then we went on further, we looked at our six-year-old class, and our six-year-old class would largely be populated by people who are producing horses. They're making a livelihood from the sport. We saw there that the numbers dropped again to around 18%, so a huge amount of men and not very many women.
The figures certainly point to a decline in female competitors in high-level show jumping in Ireland. Is the huge money required to buy a top show jumping horse a big part of the problem?
You know, it is difficult to make a breakthrough into the sport and to get the top horses. You have to have owners, you have to have huge backing sponsors behind you. And to get into these top-level shows, they need to have a really good horse, someone to fund it. So, yeah, it's a huge factor.
Kildare rider Nicola Fitzgibbon went right to the top in Irish show jumping and was the last female rider to appear in an Irish team back in 2011. While studying for an engineering degree, she trained her own horse called Puissance. Puissance kept improving and she ended up representing Ireland internationally and on the team for the hallowed Aga Khan Nations Cup trophy at the RDS.
It was an unbelievable high. I can't even describe it, especially the Aga Khan. I think every Irish person dreams of being in that arena, and especially dreams of being in that arena on the team. I was always very grateful for the experiences that I had with Puissance, and every time I went into the ring to jump a really big class, I was just aware that I was incredibly lucky and was very fortunate to have found such a lovely horse. But the figures that Fiona Sheridan produced yesterday, they were fascinating, but I wasn't overly surprised by them. But then again, when something's put into black and white, it does really open your eyes. In ponies in general, it's roughly a 50-50 split between girls and boys, and then once you start getting into the young riders, there's a drop off, and then once you get into the young horse classes, which are kind of deemed, they're aimed more at the professional riders earning a living, there's a massive drop off. I think it was 18% female versus 82% male. I think there's a lot of factors. So obviously for a lot of women, there's the choice of going for education. Then there's also the choice of family for females. That's probably a big one. And also then it's a very mentally tough sport to deal with. And females are well documented to suffer a lot more from imposter syndrome than men. They're certainly no less talented than men in the arena or working with horses. I believe that Jessica Curtin once said that we are equal in the ring, but we're not equal outside it. And I think that sums it up very well, that we have extra difficulties outside it that make it more difficult for us to get into the ring.
It's more demanding now than it was in my day. It was fun, it was sport. there wasn't as much money involved. I don't know how they go about getting sponsors. And you have to have a string of horses. One or two is no good to you. You now need at least five or six.
Mm-hmm. And to be at the top, you need million-pound horses.
Oh, plus. Mm.
A Thursday at the RDS is amazing for me. It brings me back to being a child wearing jeans and runners, and then as an older woman, you know, getting dressed up and all that kind of thing. I'm in jods and boots. I'm quite dirty at the moment, but I am going to get changed and make a little bit of an effort with the day that's in it. As you can see,
Yvonne Connolly, the former model and TV presenter, is to be seen more these days on the back of a horse, and she's competing her chestnut gelding on Saturday evening at the RDS. She's also completing the Corinthian Challenge, three flat races for the Irish Injured Jockeys Fund, and sees the rise in female riders in racing similar to the situation in show jumping, that when women are given the chance on top horses, they bring in the goods.
Listen, when you mention owners and, you know, you talk about trainers, I am doing the Corinthian Challenge for Irish Injured Jockeys, and Jessica Harrington has taken me under her wing. She always supports women. She's taken me into her yard. Everyone there has helped me. Jessica is a huge supporter of women, and that's what it comes down to. They must be supported from the top. Owners, David Reed Scott gave me his amazing Legend of a Horse, Never Rush a Con. He did not have to do that. You know, some of the top female jockeys out there, there's some amazing jockeys. But if they're not given good horses, and in show jumping too. So I think it's a retraining of the attitudes of owners and trainers and things like that.
Are they happy memories, though, looking around at this and looking back at your time?
I had a super time.
And the sport was good to you?
Very good to me. And I loved it.
And that was Suzanne Campbell reporting for us. And we've just heard that this year's best dressed lady at the RDS has been named as Anne-Marie Dunning.